came home from work, tired, feet sore. They were already wet by the time I made it to the front door. Tuesday, I think. Nothing special ever seems to happen on Tuesdays. Kicked my wet shoes off, tossed my keys into the little bowl on the table. They clattered louder than they should have. It was the kind of evening where all you're really thinking about is changing clothes and finding something for dinner. Rain had been falling most of the afternoon. You could hear it running off the roof. Not a storm, just one of those slow, steady rains that makes everything outside look tired. I happened to glance out the front window. There he was again. I'd seen that old dog wandering through the neighborhood a few times. Never got close enough to read a tag. Never close enough to know if he belonged somewhere, or if he'd simply gotten used to being on his own. He moved a little slower than I remembered, head down, stopping every few steps, like he wasn't sure where he was going anymore. I stood there watching him longer than I meant to. I tried catching him a couple days ago. Got within a couple feet. He bolted. Finally, I told myself, somebody would come looking for him. Somebody always does. I walked into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator. Cold air hit my face. Stood there staring at shelves, without really seeing any of it. Shut the door, and went back to the window. Still there. He hadn't moved much. The rain was coming down a little harder now. He'd wandered closer to the road. A couple cars passed. Neither one slowed down. Tires hissing across the wet pavement. Didn't they see him? I don't know why that bothered me as much as it did. Maybe because he didn't even seem to notice them either. Somebody ought to do something. Damn, I guess that's me. I slipped my shoes back on, grabbed my jacket, and I stepped off the porch. Forgot to pull my hood up. Didn't notice until the rain hit my face. By the time I got to the road, I could feel the rain running down the back of my neck. He looked up, saw me, took two careful steps backward, like he'd already learned not to trust people. I stopped walking. Didn't want him to think I was chasing him. I just smiled, like somehow he'd understand that. Hey, buddy, it's okay. Come on, let's see if we can get you inside. He just stood there, watching me.
Found a stray out in the rain. Wouldn't come close, kept backing away. I waited longer than I planned, till he finally touched my hand. I brought him home, said you're alright. Gave him a room, gave him a night. Thought I found somewhere to begin. Thought I found something worth letting in. Thought I knew how this would end. Stayed when it got quiet. I gave it all I had. Held it every night. Tried to make it right. I could help him then. I just held on tighter. Thought I knew how this would end. He's left facing every door, like he'd done this once before. Every sound had him turning, half awake and listening. I saw it in the way he stayed. A part of him wanted to run away, like something in him would never heal. That part of him he needed to conceal. Thought I knew how this would end.
To to shift the way its eyes would drift. Thought I knew how it would end. It broke a little more again. But some things don't stay alive, no matter how much you give. You can hold it every night, still not enough to let it live. 'Cause some things don't. Just end, and that's it. He didn't fight it at the end. Just laid his head there in my hands, and I said it out loud, like it might mean something. Thought I knew. How this would end.